There you go, Duran Duran, Girls on Film, to start us off on this Monday. Look at this, we're into March, PJ.
Oh my God, yeah.
What can you do about that, eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, I have to say now. Yeah, March it is.
March it is.
But I've been at a funeral since Thursday.
Oh, have you?
Can I tell you? I think I'm a little bit scuttered still. And I have to say, funerals are fantastic.
Ah, the old Irish funeral.
Ah, they're just brilliant. They really do go on. I will say that.
They should be. Sometimes they can be so good, you should really be getting an invite. You
know
what I mean? You should be hoping to be on the list.
Well, I tell you now, I would have bought tickets for this one on Ticketmaster. Had
really?
They been there, yeah.
That's an epic now. Thursday till Sunday. That's a very good do.
I would say Thursday till Monday now, technically, the way the carrying on of the weekend was going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It tipped over the witching hour.
Oh, it very much did. Sure, I was out dancing around and everything at midnight last. Oh, terrible carry on. Terrible carry on. But it was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a send-off Paddy got, huh?
What a send-off. And still is getting, I may say.
Yeah. Really?
Ah, yeah. Great.
My God, they know how to do one.
They do.
Heck, still going.
Still going, I would imagine, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
They were definitely still going when I left. You know what I mean?
That's incredible.
I'd say it's an amazing thing when you're going.
But it happened Friday, didn't it? Friday.
Well,
morning.
There
was the removal on the Thursday.
Oh, that's right, Jeff. Friday morning,
was the actual.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloomin' heck.
And I will say, I don't even think that man's dead, because the power of it has just been rolling on and on.
Yeah.
But there you go.
The spirits that were there.
He's definitely with us in spirit.
Yeah, in some sort of ether. Anyway, fair play, Paddy.
Fair play. Good on you, Paddy. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, folks, it is 9 minutes past six. It is Monday, 2nd of March. Good to have you with us. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, of course. Big one for us today is the start of the Cape Crusader. We'll be going in search of the Cape Crusader.
That's right, that all starts today.
Today is the day. It feels
like only last week we were giving away trips to Orlando.
I know. Sure, it's never ending.
And Cape Crusader, it is South Africa, obviously.
South Africa, that's the one.
So you're going to be, you're going to be doing the heavy lifting today, Jim. Not as if that's something new. You know what I mean?
So, are we saying like that you could be a touch unpredictable today or something?
A little bit unpredictable. I don't know if I'm going to hang around very long today. I'll do my best.
This could be amazing. Weather with you, Crowded House, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Weather today, it's going to be blooming cold.
Yeah.
Blooming frizzelization.
It looks absolutely... I couldn't believe how cold it was this morning getting out of bed.
Yeah, I'm surprised you could feel any pain. Or any sensation
of any sort. I was surprised at that too. I had to ask myself if I was actually cold or if I was just having a moment. Yeah.
Right, this should be good now. The old birthdays.
Yeah.
I tell you, you're in prime condition for the birthdays.
I'm in prime condition for the birthdays. As you can hear, I'm 150%.
Right, but they're
ready for everything.
There's a few belters in here now. We'll start with Harry. Harry Redknapp is celebrating.
Harry Redknapp?
Yeah.
Oh.
The old Cockney legend. Cockney legend. Well, yeah. He is Cockney.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Would be, wouldn't he? Yeah, I think so. I was on the radio with him.
What gets classified as a Cockney? It's a particular one little part of London,
is it?
Or is it all London?
I guess it's sort of becoming like Yank. Remember Yank?
Yeah.
Like Yank was supposed to be Northern Americans after the war, whatever. Blah.
Yeah.
For us, it's just all Yankee.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Cockney's the same. It's just if you're from London now, you're just known as a Cockney.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
And you were chatting football with the great man.
Yeah.
On the radio.
I got to wind him up. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to. We were on the radio, and I was on my Harry Redknapp and someone else. I was like, I can't. Why am I even here?
Yeah.
Why am I on the radio talking about the World Cup with these people for? It's like, what's the point of this? Why am I here? And then he went on about Iceland were playing England.
Yeah.
And he was doing it. Well, I think, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion, isn't it? He was doing all that. And just to upset the apple cart, I just says, I think Iceland are going to win. And everyone was like, oh, for God's sake.
And it happened, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to have met him the next day.
Afterwards,
love to have met him.
It's a pity you weren't on the old Twitter box or whatever with him. I'm not sure he'd be on the Twitter box.
I'd love to have met him the next day because, like, of course, even I didn't agree with myself.
I know, yeah.
Which is very much like today.
You were just doing divilment.
I was just doing divilment. I was just trying to get a bit of old stupidity going on.
But was he all right, though?
Very nice fella.
He seems
very
like
nice
the most likeable character you could ever
meet. He was the nice. He was a really nice fella, to the point that I was the one that was trying to annoy everybody.
Right.
No, he was deadly.
To be fair to him, based on some of the players he's had play from, you could have gotten a game.
Yeah, that's true.
Where'd you play, PJ? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can get you in. No problem.
Yeah, where'd you play? St. Anne's. That's not what I meant.
The great man.
I'd say he's 63.
He's 73.
Is he really?
73, yeah.
Jeepers.
Not a young boy.
Not
king of the jungle as well, isn't he? He's the current king of the jungle.
Oh, is he the king of the jungle? Did he win?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Good old Larry.
I like him, yeah. He's a bit of a... He's one of them salt of the air type of characters.
Jam roly polies. He loves a jam roly poly. Right, what about this? Slightly the other end of the scale. One John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi!
Celebrating his birthday today.
Oh my God.
130 million albums worldwide as part of Bon Jovi.
Isn't Slippery When Wet one of the best albums ever released?
Brilliant. What a cheesy title, but what an album.
Everything about him smells of cheese. Everything about him.
The bang of brie.
You can actually smell him from top to bottom and it's just cheddar, brie. Camembert off his hair. Like the whole lot, he's the cheesiest man alive, but that it's such brilliant music.
Great album.
It's a brilliant album. When I was a kid, I bought the t-shirt and everything. And then all the lads on the road started slagging me.
Yeah.
And I was walking around going, it was my sister's t-shirt.
Yeah, because Bon Jovi, all of that was it was the safe end of sort of trying to be a rocker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was the clean bit.
I know.
You didn't have to be like those AC/DC types with their greasy hair.
They're all dirty and the smell off them. And they look like motorbikes.
Yeah, if you were Bon Jovi end of the scale, you could, give yourself a good wash. Do your hair properly.
Yeah, but there you be a 14-year-old young for the walk around with your tights on and all. They really were.
Yeah.
It was that glam rock. Rock was a different thing.
Yeah.
But I think he's deadly. I'm going to say Slippery When Wet and Bon Jovi's... He's not far. He's in his 60s as well. 61.
58.
Ah, fart off.
58. Right, now, this could get very bad, right?
Oh, God.
Because we're going to talk about a James Bond, right? Not one of the James Bonds you like. In fact, one of the ones you dislike.
Oh,
and I've just found out something else about him that's really going to irritate you.
What's that now?
So, it's Daniel Craig's birthday.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right, who you may remember you had a good old rant about when he said,
I
get fed up being James Bond.
Yeah, I get it. Are you really supposed to enjoy having the best job ever for so long? God. He's a tailor.
And I've just found out now, according to this, that he's a Liverpool fan.
Oh, I knew it. I knew there was something wrong with him. I knew he was the wrong one from the start.
I have to say, that's hurt me.
I knew it.
I was a Daniel Craig fan, but that has hurt me.
I knew there was something off about him from the start. It's no wonder he can't stop moaning.
It's about living
the perfect life.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, even when he has it all, he finds a reason to whinge.
Oh, gee.
Bond shouldn't be allowed to say, like... All right, M.
Yeah, imagine, yeah. Stop what you're doing. I got you now.
Listen here, Goldfinger.
I'm 007 and you're going to do what I'm telling you. Yeah, it's not. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. I'm so upset.
No, that has hurt me now. Daniel Craig, oh my God.
Oh.
James Bond, a Liverpool fan.
Yeah,
and his middle name is Rawton.
Rawton, is it?
Spelt with a W. Rawton.
Well, I mean, is there
Daniel Rawton Craig?
Is there anything to like about this man? Apart from the fact that he got hurt by Watford, is there anything to like? Oh, I gotta say, he's 55.
52.
Oh, is he?
52.
Right. 52. Why am I going with 55? How could James Bond be 55? As if James Bond's 5 years from a bus pass. God's sake. PJ, come on to yourself.
Right, here, this will make you feel a bit better. One of our own. Damien Duff celebrating his birthday today.
Ah, Damien Duff, yeah.
Now, again, the only thing is, didn't he have a small wobble at the end of his career where he played for... Oh, no, who did he come back and play for? When he played, maybe played that one season of League of Ireland.
Oh, was he with Rover? Well, he ended up coaching at Rovers.
Oh, well then, yeah, I thought that might have been it.
Yeah, so.
Sorry to hurt you again.
I know, yeah, I didn't want to bring that up. I was going to say he was a lovely fellow, and I stopped myself. I think Damien Duff is kind of, he's universally liked by Irish fans still, isn't he? Yeah. I think so.
Unbelievably.
And so didn't he get the big job at Celtic?
Shy and all that,
he seems like a normal sort of a fella.
Yeah.
You know, like Robbie Keane.
Like, not even into the kind of, you know, doesn't like being approached for selfies or any of that sort of shenanigans. Gets really freaked out in particular when he's with, like, his kids or anything.
Oh, does he? Yeah.
Yeah, he was up at the, you know, the festival we do up in Roundwood every year. And to be fair, he was grand, but, like, he really didn't want anybody annoying him. You know what I mean?
Was he rude?
No. Just, you know the way. Yeah. Just quiet.
Quiet. I think Jim has given me a subliminal message here. Turns out Damien Duff isn't a nice fella at all.
No, he is. He is a nice fella. But genuinely, he does appreciate his privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fair enough.
It is fair enough.
Yeah.
But I will say...
You know the way you get accosted all the time?
Yeah.
I'd say that would drive him to absolute distraction.
Well, it's fair enough. I get that if you like your privacy. What I don't get is if you like your privacy and you're walking around the festival.
Right.
That's what I always find out.
Giving his kids a day out.
Yeah, I get it. I always find it hard to wonder. You know, like you're in the public eye and all, and you do that. I don't like being bothered. Well, stop going to the electric picnic then. Do you know what I mean? There's like some people are just
times when you're asking for trouble.
It's like you're turning up at all these public events and then going, I can't believe I can't even walk around the festival without all these people talking to me. Like, I don't. There's something I don't really get out of the end of it. I gotta say, he's like 48. No, 46.
41.
Fat off. 41. 48. I don't know what I'm... Obviously, I'm still under the influence of a weekend here.
Right, two very quick ones for you, right? One is Mikhail Gorbachev.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Mikhail the one with the... with the
patch.
Yeah. The birthmark.
The patch on his head.
Yeah, he wore a patch on his head. You mean his eye? No, it was on his head.
It was a patch. It was like a pirate, but it was on his third eye in the middle of his head. Yeah, that was him. Sure, he would like it. Was him and Thatcher and Reagan. If there was ever a holy trinity of the 80s, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, he's this amazing story in his book where he went to the States and the roads were so good and the supermarkets were so good that he actually thought they built it specially for his visit to sort of show off.
Western wealth.
Western way, yeah. That he thought that this isn't real. They're after making this look as if anyone lives like this.
Is Gorbachev? He's Glasnost and all that. Is he? Is he the one that gets credited with sort of
perestroika and everything?
Is that it?
Yeah, he sort of brought. He was the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union. What age is he now?
He is not a young man.
Yeah, he's 85.
Not bad. 89.
Oh, okay.
89.
Right.
And then the last one for you is former Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, my God.
Coldplay.
He dodged a bullet there.
Chris Martin.
Do you ever hear Coldplay's music before and after he broke up with her?
It is amazing.
Like, before he...
Yeah. Yellow.
Yeah.
And
I'm singing soft. I'm singing softly.
And then she goes, suddenly he's like...
Woof,
I hear Jerusalem.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Here's Jerusalem. Yeah, a die of his life all of a sudden.
Yeah, it suddenly got happy.
It's unreal, like.
Yeah. He and himself, I know she's mad, but he and himself is not exactly. He couldn't possibly be 100%.
No, well, sure, you couldn't go out with Mrs. Fanny Candles herself without being, you know, without having a bit of madness in you yourself.
Yeah, you need the yeah, origin. You'd be there going,
how's your missus? Oh, she's grand. She's releasing the candle. It's, you know.
I know you mean literally releasing it as we speak.
Releasing, yeah, she's in there scenting the candles. I don't know what she's doing, man. I have to get out of this. I need to hear Jerusalem. I got to say, he's 46. He's older than that.
He's younger than that.
Oh, is he already?
43.
I'm not very good at this today.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Tara. How are things?
Good morning, chaps.
How was your weekend and
the
all?
The head on him.
Excuse me.
Look at the head
on you. That's terrible.
That man had a very big responsibility. He had to give somebody a proper send-off.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it took him 4 days to do it.
So you were putting the fun into funeral then, were you?
I think so. I tell you something. Don't Irish people do it very well.
I know they do.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
I prefer, and this is terrible, but I prefer a funeral to a wedding.
Oh,
any day.
Big time, yeah.
Well, you don't bring presents to a funeral.
Yeah.
No, you don't. That's true. Costs less.
It costs less. You hang out with people you want to hang
out
with.
You want to hang out with,
You know what I mean? All the formality is gone.
You don't have to sit at a table with any one group.
It's exactly acceptable
to mingle.
Oh, mingling is important.
Oh, it's very important.
You have to make sure you commiserate with everybody.
Yeah.
Even people who, like you, barely knew who it was.
You can see, though, why politicians, it's such a big thing for politicians around the country to be at funerals.
Oh, I get it now. I was just saying to Jim, I'm just going to start going through the papers and picking a good one for the weekend.
Yeah. PJ's doing the death notices every day now, going, yeah, they look like they'd spend a few quid on a funeral.
There was actually a case in the UK, I can't remember, I don't know if it was the Guardian newspaper, put in a fake obituary of some lieutenant major colonel. And you know the way in England funerals take weeks.
Oh yeah.
So anyway,
don't tell me Damien Farrelly showed up.
Quite possibly. But about 60 people turned up for
this fake
guy who never existed, and they ate the sandwiches and they drank the tea and he served in such and such. I was in such and such battalion. Complete horse.
They were only there for the sandwiches and the soup.
Yeah.
As I say, Damien Farrelly showed up.
Do you know what? In your retirement years, it's a great way to get fed. You've got your free bus pass. You can travel for free.
And get
soup and sandwiches every day.
And it's guaranteed crack.
Yeah, and people would believe you, because once you get to that sort of age...
As long as you've got a good coach.
I'd say he must have known him very well.
Yeah, they were good friends.
You need a good coach. Everyone needs a good funeral coach. I think when you get to 40, you have to invest in a good funeral coach.
A good funeral coach.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know what I'm doing for the weekend. I'll be out shopping. I'm looking for a good funeral coach. Thank you very much. Oh, it's new sign of the times, isn't it, when you're shopping for a funeral coat?
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling I've got a few of them coming up soon. Billy Joel, tell her about it here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, 18 and a half minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for being here, folks. 0871 88 0008 if you want to give us a shout on this Monday, 2nd of March. Somebody actually just giving us the heads up on a problem on the M7, I beg your pardon. Apparently at Castle Troy, Junction 28... It's at a standstill due to an incident there.
Stay away from that area if you can.
If that's part of your movements.
Then try not to be moving that way,
I suppose.
Well,
I don't think you'll be moving much. Anyway, M7 motorway, Castle Troy Junction 28. Apparently there's big problems there. Right, loads of people on already. Morning, lads. How's the Alco, PJ?
Hey, now hold steady on. That's some harsh language, isn't it?
From Damien in Dublin.
Unreal. Harsh language.
Dan 2.0 checking in. Larbar loves a Monday.
Larbar, how do you Larbar?
Somebody on there to say, Jim, you should change the lyrics of that Robbie Williams song, Rock DJ, to Stop PJ.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you something.
I just want to stop PJ.
He's losing his mind. Yeah, I know, yeah. I could have done with a bit of somebody telling me to stop over the weekend. To be quite honest, I could.
No.
I'm back on the straight and narrow now,
Jim. You're back on the straight and narrow. Look, English Jane is on her way from Galway to Dublin. And she's going to get to hear the whole show today.
Very good.
I hope that's true, because isn't there a bit in the Midlands where we go a bit funny?
Oh, yeah. You may need a bit of a nap there in the Midlands, English Jane. But thank you for joining us. It's great to have you along.
Best of luck with all your shenanigans. That she has. She's got loads going on. Treatments she's coming to Dublin for.
Treatments?
Loads. Sorts of treatments of every sort under the...
Jeepers, look at that.
Under the sun. There's a list there as long
she's
as you're
giving
arm.
Us a lift of ailments. Jeepers, I'd rather be meeting you for a change.
Anyway, good to hear from you, English Jane. Who's this now? Somebody was... You nearly caused somebody to crash the car with your comments about
Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, well, look, it's not me. It's you know yourself.
Yeah.
She's as mad as a bro. I swear to God.
So, you know, she's the thing on
read something about her.
On the moment. Have you heard of
this? Oh, this one.
The Goop Lab.
The Goop Lab. Yeah, yeah.
Where they try out all the maddest treatments.
I haven't seen it, but I've been watching scientists. There's a few scientists, and they're going mad about it on Twitter and everything.
Please
do not take any of her advice, all the whole lot, you know, because there's people out there
gullible sorts like us,
you know what I mean, who'll be there going, grand, I know I don't need to go to the doctor for coronavirus, I'll just light a fanny candle and I'll be grand. You know, it's like all the madness of it, you know. And, and the doctors and everyone are saying, listen, this is not this show is entertainment.
There's people who do the kind of like, it was on the telly, It has to be the case.
It's on Netflix, you think.
They always tell the truth.
Yeah, don't be minding them doctors. They're all part of the conspiracy. Netflix knows what's what.
Oh, right. Bose Ritchie's been on just reminding us Duffer donated all his Rovers wages to charity.
Did he? Fair play to him,
Which is nice of him. So, no, he is a good guy.
He's very well respected, I think, isn't he?
Universally loved, I think. Mick in Cork says the official thing for if you're a Cockney, since we're going back to Harry Redknapp's birthday, is you have to be born within the sound of Bow Bells from Bow Church.
Oh, right. Oh, that's so actually. That's actually the thing.
Seems to be.
So if you can't hear the bells, you're not a Cockney.
Yeah. Because if you can't hear the bells from where you were born. You're not officially a Cockney.
You're just a Londoner.
Yeah.
You're just
a Londoner.
You're just a typical old Londoner. I love stuff. That's the sort of trivia now I'd be really into, stuff like that.
Right, anyway, listen, there's loads of stuff. Thanks for getting in touch. We'll try and give a shout out as best we can. A lot of the stuff interested in the hit bit, understandably, because it's Double Money Monday.
Double Money Monday. Hold on a minute now. Let me see where we're at.
This is going to be big wedge, considering we were undervaluing it before, weren't we?
So it's €2,700 today.
Is it?
Yeah, it's monster money now today on the hit bit. 2,700 quid could be yours today on Double Money on the hit bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, just have to reset. It's going to be a bit of that today, Jim. It's going to be a bit of that. With me now.
The more the merrier.
Stop judging me with your eyes. I'm doing my best.
It's very entertaining for us, I have to say.
I do
feel rather guilty, but watching somebody struggle through. It's extraordinarily entertaining.
You want to see? You should have seen me trying to get out of the bed this morning. Honest to God, it was like I was wrestling an invisible bear. I couldn't do it. It took a long time.
The minute I saw your eyes there making the when we went up to make the coffee, I thought, oh God, he looks very tired. He must have been very active over the weekend.
God, I think he had his own funeral a couple of times. Over this weekend. But yeah, €2,700 on the hit bit. So you know what to do. You can register anytime this morning. 087-188-0008. You can just send a message there. Or sure, just come up and knock on the door.
Exactly. That'll do as well.
We'll all go
And classichits.ie if you want to get listen to the hit bit. If you want to see all the previous guesses. And don't forget, try and tie your guess in somehow with our clue, Miraculous. Okay? Miraculous has to somehow tie in with whatever you're guessing. But classichits.ie if you want to find out more. And of course, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, big one today, the start of the Cape Crusader, the chance to go off to South Africa for a phenomenal holiday. We'll tell you a little bit about it, give you the chance to get involved. There's a little clue. We'll be hearing from the Cape Crusader.
Yes.
That in itself, I tell you. That's worth it.
Oh yeah, it
we'll
is.
A little sneaky
We've
peek.
Had a sneaky listen. I tell you.
The Cape Crusader sounds like... I tell you. Man, not to be reckoned with.
No, he sounds remarkably like our Andy Bad News, is what he sounds like.
But that's obviously purely a coincidence.
Pure coincidence. There's nothing other than coincidence there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But look, it's a cracking holiday. You'll want to get involved. We'll tell you more about it after 7. Boom. Steve Winwood, Valerie here at Classic Hits, 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And for all of the WhatsApps this morning, God, it's hopping this morning already. Also, somebody says, Damien was back on again to say, this is my time, that this has been my moment to get my own back with you. Slightly suffering.
What do you mean?
This would be my chance to get my own back for all those times you called me, you know, a monkey and various other sort of derogatory remarks.
Excuse me.
I could literally live up to it and just sit here banging two pots together. Just to annoy you.
I never said you were a monkey. I said you were a gorilla.
And they never bang pots
together.
And that
was a compliment.
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't great for the gorilla. But anyway.
Yeah, you're just...
Also, by the way, somebody just saying that... who's this? Let me see if I can tell you who this person is, right? Jer just been on. He says that the M7's closed both ways in Limerick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That sounds serious, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does sound serious.
Mm. Also, we had somebody on saying that, here, hang on a second, somebody's saying it's trying to snow on the M8 at Junction 12.
Isn't that amazing that we actually know what that means?
That's from Adam.
Like in Ireland, you know what that means. Like if you said that to any other country in the world, it's trying to snow there, they'd be like, what are you talking about? You know yourself, it's like...
Trying to snow.
You know what I mean? You know when you look at the weather and it's neither chicken or fish, what are you talking about? But we all kind of know.
And also, one of our truckers, and I've lost them now, but anyway, one of our truckers is just rubbing it in since it's trying to snow. They've got 5 more sleeps till Lanzarote happens.
Oh,
so that'll tell you.
Lip off.
Anyway, you could be looking forward to a hell of a holiday yourself, I tell you, off to South Africa.
South Africa, the Cape Crusader is on his way. Wait, you hear this fella? He's definitely something we haven't had before, that's for sure.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Yeah, here we go. It is the start of this amazing giveaway all this week. With thanks to Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance, we have this amazing prize to give away. Check this out. Return flights for the two of you to Cape Town with Turkish Airlines. 7-night stay in a villa. We've got a guided city tour, including views from the top of Table Mountain.
I'm just so carried away with this music in the background. I can't get around.
This one sounds like it was put in specially for you today. We've got a wine tasting tour of the famous Stellenbosch wine region in the Western Cape, thanks to Sunway Holidays.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
You certainly enjoy that, PJ.
Oh, there's got to be a lot of rubbing it in. I deserve every bit of this abuse, to be quite honest with you.
5,000 South African rand spending money, and of course you get the multitrip.com travel insurance policy for the two of you as well. So, here's what it's all about, okay?
Indeed.
We are going to have a word with the Cape Crusader.
The Cape Crusader, yeah. The Cape Crusader, who sounds very like our Andy Bad News, but it's not him.
No, no. Just a coincidence.
He is the Cape Crusader. He's going to basically give you clues to where he is. It's that simple. And then you tell us where he is, and then you might get to go where he's from.
Absolutely.
That's pretty much the size of it, isn't it?
So, if you think you know, we're going to play the clue for you now. We're going to have a word with the Cape Crusader. If you think you know where he is talking about, what country he's talking about, then you just text the word WIN to 0871... Sorry, WhatsApp the word WIN to 0871-88-0008. And hopefully we'll get a qualifier before the end of the show, right?
Yeah, we
I don't think it's going to be too tough.
No, I don't think so. Well, we've had a sneaky listen.
Shall I hand you over to the Cape Crusader?
Please do. I'm just delighted for once I actually got one of these, right? You know the way? It's terrible when you were always going, you and Mike be there, very easy, but you know what to do. And I'm like, yep, very easy that was. At least this time I knew what was going on. And I'm happy about that.
Right, where is the Cape Crusader?
Yes, tis I, the Cape Crusader. And flying over a country right now on my way to the Cape. Now, the question I have for you is, I'm saving a dog from a scrum in a country that loves its rugby and dragons. And it's not unusual to be loved here.
I don't think that's going to cause too many problems.
No, it's quite obviously New Zealand. So, text your answer. Your answer or...
Win.
Text win and your answer to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Send that on in.
Absolutely.
You know yourself. And we will hopefully be sending you to New Zealand, isn't that right, Jim?
It's kind of thereabouts.
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly.
Have the gist of it, do I?
You have the gist of it.
Have the gist of it. That's fine.
Right. Hopefully, we'll have a qualifier. The first qualifier for this amazing trip to the Cape. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you know where we're talking about. Get the word win on there. Get it into us. Yeah, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. Here are Classic Hits. It's almost 16 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. See the power you exercise.
What are you talking about?
Unbelievable. The power you exercise, you messing with your New Zealand, and of course a rake of texts come in and go, there's a New Zealand.
I know. Look, I was acting a maggot. I didn't mean that. We should actually count New Zealand as a correct answer, seeing as though I said it. We should actually count
it. Quite obviously was not New Zealand. I mean,
you know. You would have thought so, yeah.
Okay, the scrum thing, that I get it. But I mean, you know, famous for dragons, and it's not unusual.
I mean, come on. Didn't they make Lord of the Rings down there?
What are you doing? You're pushing people the wrong way.
Am I, Jim? How do you know the answer?
Anyway, did they make... Oh, yeah, they did. Middle Earth was New Zealand, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. Yeah. So you know... Although, was there dragons in Lord of the Rings?
I don't think
there was, actually.
I'm not sure.
I'm getting confused with that and them.
Yeah,
what was the other one?
You're in the process
Game of Thrones.
Confusing the nation as well.
I am. I'm after causing an awful kerfuffle here.
An awful kerfuffle. Anyway, listen. The good news is absolutely loads of people are still coming in. Phenomenal response. So lots of people did know genuinely where our Cape Crusader was talking about. And so hopefully we're going to get ourselves a qualifier. First qualifier for this amazing trip to South Africa that we have for you for grabs. And we'll do that. In fact, we may do that before the air is out with the reaction word they're getting.
I think so, yeah. There's so many of them, we may as well.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, finally put it to bed that it wasn't New Zealand.
Well, let's see what the answer is.
Right.
You're very assumptive, aren't you, this morning?
Very assumptive.
Very assumptive this morning, yeah. just because all the clues seem to lead you to the right answer. You're acting like it might. Hold on, that means it is the right answer. You know what I'm saying.
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Now, a little bit earlier on, of course, we gave you that that clue from the Cape Crusader himself as to what country he was saving somebody in en route to the Cape. It was quite an amazing clue. It didn't help that PJ deliberately sent people down a blind alley.
I didn't mean to do that. I was having a guess. Am I not allowed to play the game?
Of course you are. Do you want to hear the Cape Crusader again?
Yeah, go on. Right. Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Worth it just for the... Anyway, have a listen. This was the clue we gave you earlier on.
Yes, 'tis I, the Cape Crusader, and flying over a country right now on my way to the Cape. Now, the question I have for you is, I'm saving a dog from a scrum in a country that loves its rugby and dragons, and it's not unusual to be loved here.
I mean, it sounds obvious that it's New Zealand to me. I was just having a guess, Jim.
Right, well, thankfully, we have somebody who's going to have a, hopefully, a better guess, PJ.
Hopefully, yeah. So, Linda, how are you getting on, Linda?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
Yeah, how was your weekend, Linda? Did you have a good one?
It was good, very busy.
Yeah. Oh, really? Busy in a good way now?
Yes.
Like party?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent stuff.
Yeah, I
wow.
Know.
So you and PJ had a very similar weekend.
It seemed to.
Wow. Are you half healthy this morning?
Yes, I am. I'm all right.
Right, okay. Well, that makes you half more healthier than PJ.
That's 50% of us. Oh, my God. Well, Linda, let's focus on something more relevant and sort of take the heat off me, maybe. What do you think? Did you have a guess, Linda? What's your answer?
I did. My answer is Wales.
Wales.
Yes. The Cape Crusader says yes.
Yay!
Hey!
Wales, it is you, Linda Tracy in Dublin, are our first qualifier for the chance to head off to South Africa. Well done, you. First name in the draw.
Great. That's brilliant.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You so much.
Not at all, Linda. Have a cracking day. Take care
Thank
of yourself.
You.
See you, Linda. Take care, bye.
So there you go. Somebody got it right, PJ.
It
with
looks
Wales.
Like yeah. Well, it seems like Linda got everything right. You know, some of us are all right and some of us are all wrong today. I know what side I'm on.
I tell you, it's that's the way it's going to be for the next little while. That's what you're going to have to do. Identify exactly where the Cape Crusader is. Your next chance to do it, of course, with the bell, Niall Boylan, about 1 o'clock.
The Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Another chance to play coming soon with Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite and trusted travel insurance provider.
Pointer Sisters and Jump here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hit bid on the way on a Double Money Monday. €2,700. What a jackpot. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play. You could get the call from Magic Mike to have a go. Maybe scoop all of that cash. Now, it's, as I say, it is, what, just coming up on 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. And if you have the kids in the car, right?
Yes.
You may want to be careful about this. Now, not because we would say anything rude.
No.
Frightening
far from
or anything
that, yeah.
like that. But the thing about it is, right, you may not want them to know your favourite is.
You may not want them to know. You may not
what?
Want...
No, you don't have a favourite.
Oh, of course you have a favourite. Apparently research has revealed that 1 in 10 parents, and this is the crucial part, admit to having a favourite child.
Right.
And that is the crucial part, because you'll have to imagine that in the real world, an awful lot of people have and they just won't say it.
Yeah, in every survey, you've got to allow for that, you know, the admission bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the people who would, like... God, I could never say that in public.
Yeah, I know, but then you see the carry-on of them and you're like, yeah, you do have a favourite. Of course you have a favourite.
Oh my God, because that was the thing.
So the only reason you have more than one kid is because you keep going to try and get a good one. Isn't that it?
That's it.
You've had a few kids. Surely you just kept going until you got one that was good and you went, and then we'll stop now. We can stop now. We have a decent one. The other three are half with
you. You couldn't possibly choose your favourites. You love them all equally.
Yeah, right. As if, but I don't know. But anyway, this is the story. The youngest of the family, look, this backs up exactly what I'm saying, is most likely to be the favourite. With 53% of saying that they prefer this child.
So that actually fits with your philosophy that you stop when you get a good
one. Yeah, you stop when you get a good one. You keep at it, and then you get a good one, and you go, oh, brilliant.
Right.
Now we'll have to tolerate the other fella, really. There's a bit of that. But sure, we love him as well.
Yeah. But, you see, I could kind of take that on board for myself, because I'm the youngest in my family.
You are, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm the last child.
You are as well, yeah. So there you go.
I could take it on board from that perspective. I just quite obviously couldn't apply it to my own.
Do you hear him?
My own.
They also say 25%.
Hang a second. Now, Mike is squirming with this as well.
Don't you drag me into this.
Yeah, go on.
Because he's got two. He's got two.
I love both children equally.
There you go. That will will be our party line going forward.
No, listen, nobody's saying you love one more than the other. No one's questioning that.
Right.
It's whether you think one of them is slightly better than the other. It's a totally different thing. It's a totally different thing. 25% of people say that the eldest was their favourite child.
Right.
So in other words, they says this one's not great, we'll have another one. And they did, and they went, it's getting worse.
Let's go back to the first one.
Yeah, it's getting worse is what it is, yeah. So there you go. Daughter's most likely to be the favourite. 51%. Yeah, daughters, yeah.
Oh my God.
So it's not, yeah, so they sort of prefer the girls, with 46% preferring the sons. So it's more or less half and half, just a little bit over there. And then when they asked whether favouritism had caused lasting damage to family relationships, 35% of the more than 3,000 people asked said,
I just saw this thing in from Deirdre. It says, my mother has two favourites. The first son and the last son. There's 8 of us in between.
Get out of it.
The first and the last.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So she had
that makes
great
sense. So the first one was like, oh my God, we have a
this
baby.
Is brilliant, yeah.
And then the last one was like, oh, for God's sake, that's the end of that then. Thankfully, that's all.
Thank God. You know, we had to, it took us a long time to get another one of them. But
oh
we kept
God
at it, yeah. It's amazing. I think if we're
honest. Where would you be now in the, like, you know, you could, can you claim any credit in any regard for favouritism?
Like, from my own parent, like, obviously, I have no kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I have dogs.
No, from your, well, there you go. You wouldn't be able to choose between your favourite dogs.
Would you? yeah, would you?
PJ.
Would you?
You have no kids, but who's your favourite, Jim or me?
And I love you both equally.
You see?
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hit Bit is a monster amount of money today. It's €2,700. Loads of money for Double Money Monday. We'd love to give it to you. This is what it sounds like. Miraculous is the clue. So let's see how we get on. Linda is in Dublin and we're going to go there first. How are you, Linda?
Hi, PJ. How are you?
I'm not bad. Well, you
how's
know something.
Going,
actually, Linda, now that you've asked, I have had better days. I think it's safe to say.
Linda, don't be feeling sorry for him. He's hanging. He's absolutely hanging.
Oh,
He gave Paddy Byrne the send-off of his life. Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Well, and it's been going on, and it went on and on and on and on. Yeah, did you?
I have no sympathy. No sympathy whatsoever.
Not at all. That's right, Linda. It's good to take the moral high ground once in a while.
I think we should have a moment's silence for Linda's compassion, which is obviously gone. Right, so Linda, let's do what we can for you. What do you think it is?
Belinda Carlisle, heaven is the place on earth.
Right, okay, so obvious miraculous connection there, Michael.
Yeah. How about we go to the newsroom and see what Tara has to say?
And in Classic Hits breaking news, you're wrong.
Oh my God, he's actually he's commissioning ones now.
Yeah, he's actually going.
He's actually commissioning ones.
Custom made turndown.
Unbelievable. Like my God, Linda, I tell you, you did very well there getting that one.
At least I know now that I'm wrong, and I have another guest, so I'll ring in again.
Excellent. You keep at it. Don't give up on the good stuff. Listen, have a good day, Linda. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thanks.
Cheers.
See you, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, so Louise is in Cork. Hey, Louise.
Hiya, how's it going?
I'm not too bad at it. Well,
He's desperate.
Yes, I am bad. I'm not great. Thank you for asking, Louise. How are you?
Lots of moaning in there, PJ. I'm fantastic. Thanks a million.
Brilliant.
Good stuff. Yeah. Did you have a well-behaved weekend or what did you do?
I did. I had a very quiet weekend now in fairness. Didn't do too much, so I'm nice and relaxed, ready for the week ahead.
Oh, stop now,
there
bragging,
you go.
Will you?
There's a lady you could take a leaf out of her book, PJ. You know, once in a while it wouldn't do you any harm.
Oh, my God. Look at you, of all people. To be lecturing me. Unbelievable.
This is amazing. This is literally a pot kettle black
isn't
moment.
It? Yeah, that was it. Your tongue nearly actually came out through the side of your cheek saying that. Louise, let's see what we can. What do you think it is?
I think it's When You Believe by Whitney and Mariah.
Oh, right, okay.
Good little tune
two
as well.
Two divas, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see what the great Alex Ferguson has to say, lads.
You test my patience.
Sorry about that, Louise, but well done for having a go anyway.
Yeah.
No worries. Thanks, Louise.
Cheers, Louise.
Take care, Louise.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Maddie Lennox, walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits. It's 9 minutes past eight, Monday, 2nd of March. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Chance to take part in the breakfast table quiz on the way this hour. But ahead of that, never say that this show isn't informative.
I'm telling you.
And isn't one of those things that helps advance your intellect and your success.
Jim McCabe.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't feel cerebrally better having listened to
absolutely
us in the morning? You know
absolutely
what I mean?
This should be on the curriculum.
Definitely. And now we're giving you even more advice. What do you get rid of your self-help books. Throw them in the bin. Get rid of them. Apparently they may do you some good, but they won't do you half as much as reading classic literature. That's the new advice.
Classic literature.
Classic literature, yeah. So if you get rid of it, you can boost your brain power, your quality of life. This is the new research says all this now. People suffering from like depression and chronic pain and all these things. You know, we read these books and you think, you know, and all these self-help books are like the power of you. And
yeah. You can be anything.
You can be anything if you just constantly think about it. You know, whatever. Yeah, I don't know what I mean. But they're saying
the universe will provide.
All it, yeah. Well, that's the secret. That's a mad joke. You know, that is the greatest load of nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah, Darren Brown does a great thing in his book Happy about he absolutely lashes.
The secret.
Rhonda Byrne and the secret of it. Yeah, lashes yeah. It, like as in
all of this stuff that if you just hit your man that has the house, he goes, yeah. This was my dream house. And I had a picture of it, and then I forgot I had the picture. Remember how you said on the frame picture, and then one day I realized
I'd bought my
dream house. And not just a house like it, the exact house. And he goes, so you forgot, basically.
You
somehow found a picture. It's a complete and utter nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're saying to drop all the self-help books. Get into this. Get into Charles Dickens and Jane Austen and all of that and Ulysses and everything. Apparently it makes you, it frees your emotions, your imagination. It busies the brain, makes you feel more alive, allows relief from symptoms of illness. It's literally life-changing of results, they say, you can get from this. Now, I did try.
Is Ulysses not really, really hard to read?
And not only that, a massive pain in the arse. I mean, it's not even a full stop in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Give us a chance. Like, yeah. You know, normally to read a book, you always have it like, I'll just finish this chapter.
Yeah.
And when I come back to it, I'll start a new chapter. Or at the very least, this page or something. But if you can't even get a full stop in,
if you can't,
where are you going to take a break?
You can't even figure out what's the start and the end of the book. You know, yeah. Ulysses, I know there's literature and like it's out, and the David Norris of the world is talking about what a piece of genius it is.
Yeah.
The witterings of an insane lunatic is what I'd call it. But there
let's face it, we know now you can't fully trust David Norris anyway, because he listens to Niall Boyle.
The two of them are mates, yeah.
I mean, if that doesn't tell you all you need to know.
Yeah, do you know, sure, listening to Niall Boyle is like trying to read Ulysses. So
what classifies as classical?
So that it's those ones. It's the Dickens and Jane Austen's and all. So Wuthering Heights and all that sort of crap.
Right.
You know,
so
all
it has to be identified as, you know,
classic literature,
right.
And it says
so like me listening to me Sherlock Holmes books, will that work?
Well, you see, I think it should work. It should.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was he a great literary figure?
I don't know the answer to that. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
Or is it just old? Is there a difference between classical literature and just old books?
And an old book. Yeah. See, this is a great, isn't it? Lost on us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Throwing away the self-help books and we're going, how old does it have to be before it becomes a classic?
Like, for example, you know, you know the way you have a wonderful relationship with Charles Dickens?
I keep getting them confused.
Because you thought he wrote, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Yeah, I thought he wrote the songs and all. I thought he was like your man Joseph on his Technicolor Dreamcoat. What's that fella's name?
Andrew Lloyd
Webber. I thought he was like him. I thought he was banging out the musicals. Like, that was the whole point. I was there, your man, he'd be there, oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa. That's going on, Charles Dickens. He knows how to write a tune. I thought he that fella knows how to tie them together.
I'm trying to remember what it was you got that What? You got it confused.
I got Christmas Carol confused,
Christmas
I think.
You got it confused
with Oliver Twist. And I had them all mixed up. And we were talking about it. It was around Christmas and I was like, oh yeah, I love that Charles Dickens. He writes great songs. You know the one in Scrooge? You've got to pick a pocket door too. Yeah, so maybe the classic literature would be lost on me. Maybe I'm better off sticking to be self-help.
It depends on what gets classified as classical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. Like, and can you just listen to it? I love an audiobook. See, that's me. I'm all over that. I love that being able to be a 44-year-old man who gets someone to read him a story. Yeah. I just love that, you know. And walking the dogs, and I'm out there, and someone's just telling me stories, and I love all that.
Yeah,
much better than sitting down and reading the book. Even when it comes to self-help books.
Look at that. People are already looking for a shortcut. Somebody's texting. What about watching classic films? Is that the session? Yeah,
this is.
So listen, I know I didn't read the book, but I did see the movie.
That is us all over. That's it, isn't it?
I'm not sure it's meant to be seen like that.
Yeah, well, classic literature. Well, of course, I love classics. I was watching John Wayne last night. No need to go read the book when you can watch a John Wayne film. Yeah. I mean,
when he said that thing about get off your horse and drink your milk.
If you don't apologise to my horse like I know you're going to, I might just convince the horse you didn't mean it at all. Remember that line? I mean, that's classic.
Yeah, there's the boss, 80s classic, born in the USA. Actually, you know something? I just realised, if the classics, right, if they're the good things, like if the classic literature and all that, so obviously we can bandwagon on this. Surely there's a bandwagon we can jump on.
Surely.
Being classic hits. If, you know, if the classics are what's good for you.
Well, then it's surely we're good for you.
Absolutely.
We're like your vitamins. We're like audible vitamins for the day.
Absolutely. We can increase your productivity, your self-esteem, your whatever.
That was on the list. It was a big list.
It was a big list.
I would like
it doesn't
to...
doesn't matter. take your word for it.
Tommy reading classics and I literally forgot what I read in the newspaper. 10 minutes.
But I think we can bandwagon on this. And then the other thing as well is, right, reading classic literature. Surely, okay, now looking back, if it's hundreds of years old or whatever and we call it classic literature, but at the time it was released,
yeah,
maybe it wasn't that good. You know what I mean? Like maybe it was the... I don't know.
Yeah,
might have been regarded as the... I'm trying to think of a really bad book.
Well, no, I think you're right. Like, surely someone, when Charles Dickens released, you know, Christmas Carol or those things, was thinking, see that new modern rubbish? Absolute crap. Where's he going with his pig in a pocket or two?
Yeah. Once upon a time, a Christmas Carol might have been the equivalent of National Lampoon's Christmas Holiday.
Which is maybe why it stood the test of time. Maybe it was just seen as utter tat. We don't know.
But apparently it's good for you.
I'd say even when Shakespeare came along, he says, see your man up there with the fancy language and all of them. Brutal. Never catch on.
Yeah. I mean, he's up there writing with a feather.
You want to see, you're running around in the stockings talking about, wait till you hear this Hamlet nonsense. I mean, name it. I'll smoke a Hamlet. I'm not going to go and see a Hamlet.
Guaranteed Irish, Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl here at Classic Hits, almost 24 minutes to 9 o'clock, 087-188-0008. Of course, if you fancy having a go at the breakfast table quiz, tickets for the script we have today. Prizes every day this week. It's script tickets today. They're performing at Irish Independent Park. Where's that?
I knew you were going to do that to me. Do you know that?
What?
I knew you were going to say that.
Look,
and I knew you were going to ask me the question.
Is it my fault if I look to you as my learned friend and colleague to have the answers to my questions?
Yes. It's Cork. Tremor.
Well, there you
go. Tremor, I beg your pardon. Tremor Road in Cork. I got there eventually. Tremor Road in Cork is where it is.
Right.
My God, I tell you something.
23rd of June, by the way, just to let you know when that gig is on for the script, but we've a pair of tickets, so 087-188-0008. Sorry, what were you going to say?
You're very irresponsible.
Very irresponsible.
Yeah, you are, letting me off on the weekend unguided and unaided. It was a bad idea on your part. And now look at the trouble we're all in.
Hanging
around like a gallivanting, like some sort of vagabond all weekend. And I think it's only fair to say, everybody, Jim McCabe, he never even texts once.
Excuse me, I was texting you yesterday, albeit it was about...
Oh, no, we were giving out about football, of course. Yeah, no, we do that every week. It's like this support group we have going on, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
We wouldn't hear from each other at all. And then something happens, and it's like, did you see it? Oh, my God, I am devastated. It's like a support group we have. I can't believe it. I don't think I'm ever going to get over this. The dramatic texts we send each other over these games.
Yeah. That's it. I'm done now.
That's it. I can't.
It's cope. Over.
I cannot cope with my life anymore. If this is going to keep happening. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Now, if I'd have known that you were in mid-gallivant when that was going on, I mean, well, actually, it's probably a good job. I may have been tempted to come and join you.
Yeah,
and
you may have.
Then we'd have ended up in a very sticky situation.
We definitely would, yeah. Oh, gee, Magic Mike would be literally administering medication to the two of us as we speak.
Exactly, we'd be intravenous.
Can I just take another moment to say, though, how good Irish people are at funerals? Like, this all happened because of a good old-fashioned Irish wake and funeral.
Mm.
My God, we do them well.
But even by Irish funeral standards, this one appears to have been an absolute belter. I mean, you got four at least days out of it.
Essentially, since Thursday. Yeah. I walked out of here.
And technically five, considering that it was technically Monday, as in today, when you stopped.
Okay, there's a point to that. You're making a very valid point.
What does this mean?
One I wish you didn't make live on air, but a very valid point nonetheless. Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah. I'm fair. Like,
obviously, you were overcome with grief. I mean, it took all of that 5 days.
And the whole thing is about a person who's not there. I don't know what. Like, you wouldn't do it for a wedding.
But at least it's the celebration of a life lived.
That's what it's meant to be,
which is a good thing. Rather than looking on the alternative side of it.
I know the problem is you're celebrating a life lived by getting as close to maybe ending your own. You know, unintentionally, obviously.
You know,
it's just nobody is the better off now for having it.
Yeah.
But it was a great weekend.
I mean, yeah. Especially you who are so super healthy and clean eating and clean living and exercising and everything. And,
oh my God. I'll be shook.
Yeah, you're a shadow of your former self.
Oh, I'm a shadow of my former self. I've aged 14 years in 4 days. There's no doubt about it. It's going to take a lot of work to get back to get over
this. Does anybody else do it like the Irish do it?
I don't know.
Is there any other famous nation that really goes for it when somebody
really don't know.
Moves to, you know, the next area?
I was at the next area.
Yeah. When somebody gets picked.
When you move out of the waiting room, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know. I was in one funeral in the States before, and it was very over and done with. Like, it wasn't a whole day of shenanigans and all of that. You know, it was like, you know.
People took an hour off work type thing.
Yeah, that type of thing. And then people went for a meal and all of that, and then everybody just kind of went home.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the Irish way of doing things at all. Yeah. You know, where people were wondering where to put the children and everything. As the evening goes on.
People are drawing straws as to who has to take the kids home and all.
All of that, yeah. And while somebody else is just surviving on fizzy drinks and cocktail sausages for 3 days.
That's
the gist of it, yeah.
Is that the gist of your diet?
Cocktail sausages, onion rings and fizzy drinks for 3 days. There's no other way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah. Because God forbid you do the decent thing and get the soup and sandwiches into you first.
Ah, no. I'll
just nibble on a basket as I go.
I'm going to nibble as a basket. And then I'm doing my usual, because I'm a greedy little pig, where I have the plate with the cocktail sausages on it. And I'm still eating them out of the main basket next to me.
To be fair to you, that was one of the truly great life hacks you ever given.
It's good, isn't it?
It's the idea that you stand with the plate in your hand with one item on it. You're being very reserved and everything.
Yeah, but you just stand next to where it's all laid out and keep eating off the main bit. And everyone thinks, your man's, look at it, he's been hanging over that sandwich. Where's all the food gone? You know, no one suspects that you're the greedy boy. You know?
Brilliant. Truly brilliant.
I've been a greedy boy for a long time. I have it down to a good craft.
It's a fine art.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tell you, I've eaten funerals out of it a few times, yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Anyway, listen, the most important thing is, for all of our sakes, we have to hope that, you know, everybody that's currently around you is fit and healthy and well for a considerable period of time to allow you to get over this one.
Yeah, if anybody now, I would like to, if I would like to put a call out to the family, would you hold off now dying or getting sick or anything? For a while. I'm not able for it.
Yeah, yeah. You need at least a couple of days.
I need to get a couple of weekends now out of me before I'll be ready for another one of these.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Prizes every day on the Breakfast Table Quiz. This day it is the Scripts. That's what we have for you. Tickets, go along and see the Script at Irish Independent Park on the 23rd of June. That's what we have for you up for grabs today. Different every day potentially, but the one requirement we have is, right, you got to get a minimum of 5.
Got to get 5 or more, yes. And we're sure we'll keep score for the end of the week and see if you're...
why not?
Just for pride points, why not? But 5 or more is what we need if you want to get those Script tickets. And Keith Dempsey in Dublin is going to play for us this morning. Hey, Keith.
How's it going, lads? How are you?
Oh, well, good, Keith. What's your story?
Story just out working, doing the usual.
Yeah, happy days. Did you have a good weekend for yourself anyway?
Yeah, weekend. Not too busy. Had a few fizzies, but not too mad.
I know the feeling. I share it, Keith. I share the feeling with you.
You sound like you don't.
Yeah, no, he doesn't, Keith. It's good to actually speak to somebody, Keith, who knows when enough is enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, one day is normally enough. Yeah.
Oh, rubbing salt in my wounds.
Right, listen, Keith. Good news is, right, just even if you can get at least 5, isn't it?
Five
is enough. Yeah. Right, sorry, 5 is enough. We don't have to beat 5. 5 is enough. If you can get 5 correct answers in 60 seconds, that'd be great. But obviously, more the merrier from your own point of view. So you're good to go.
Oh, good to go, yeah.
Right, best of luck. Here we go.
Who released the album Purple Rain in 1984? Riga is the capital city of what Baltic Republic? Latvia. What superhero was also known as the Man of Steel?
Superman.
A pina colada is a cocktail made from rum, coconut and the juice of what fruit?
Oh, pineapple.
Kian, Mark, Nicky, Shane and Brian were all in what band?
Westlife.
For what does the DC in Washington DC stand for?
Oh, pass.
District of Columbia. Charles Dickens wrote a novel entitled The Old Curiosity What?
Shop.
By what name is the Irish singer Paul Hewson better known? In which ocean do the Canary Islands lie?
Oh, Adrian, pass.
It's the Atlantic. The famous line, I'll be having what she's having, comes from which Meg Ryan film?
Sleeping
with the Devil. It's When Harry Met Sally. What does the Spanish number uno mean in English?
One.
Which Swedish band had a hit with Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight?
ABBA.
Who duetted with George Michael on the hit Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
Elton John.
Yeah.
Yes!
I think it's safe to say you flew away with that one, Keith. Not a bother to you.
No bother at all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers.
Flying, not a bother.
Absolutely. So, listen, a pair of Script tickets are yours, Keith Dempsey. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Are you a Script fan, or are you going to hand them over to a Script?
Oh, I am not. They're mine. I'm going to backflip when she hears.
Good stuff, Keith.
Excellent. Listen, thanks, lad.
Good Monday for you. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
Thanks a lot.
See you, Keith. Take care.